We're now going to learn Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph of Maseches Sota. We're holding out E Bayiluhu. There is a machlokes b'shavim b'shil in Maseches Chulin about kisui adam of a chaya and an oaf that you shecht. The Torah says that when you shecht such things, a bird or a wild beast, so you have to do kisui adam. So b'shamay holds that the afar that you cover it with has to dafka be afar, not afar. It's got to be dirt. It cannot be ashes. Whereas b'shil holds, afar means afar as well. Just like by burning the paraduma, the Torah calls it the ashes of the paraduma afar. The Torah says lach l'tamei me'afar shefas hachatas afar with an ayin. So too over here, whenever you have a din of afar, it means afar as well. So now the Gemara says, what about the following? Yubayilu ein sham afar. We're talking about using the dirt to mix with the water for the mesota. Let's say you don't have dirt to use for the water of the mesota. Excuse me. Mahu sheyitein efer, are you allowed to use ashes instead? Saliba de Beishamai lo tibaylach. According to Beishamai, there's no shayla. Da'ami lo matzinu efer shekari ofer. Beishamai says, no, dirt means dirt, it doesn't mean ashes. Ki tibaylach adliba de Beishillel. The whole shayla is according to Beishillel. Da'ami matzinu efer shekari ofer. Because Beishillel holds that sometimes when the Torah says the word ofer, it means efer also. So, my, what's the din over here when it comes to the Meisota? Avlagav dikri ofer hacha bekarka mishkan ksiv. Even though, yes, Afer is called Afar, but Afer is never called Karka, and this is Karka Mishkan. Odilma Haibe Karka Mishkan, Luchidis Ben Yudu, Luchidis Ben Menachem Udasi. Or maybe no, maybe the Karka Mishkan, the phrase Karka Mishkan is only coming to teach me the last Chiddush we learned on the previous stuff, on the previous Amud, which was that if you don't have dirt over here, loose dirt in the Mishkan, that you're allowed to bring it from the outside, or the other possibility, I forgot already, or that the din of Sota applies in all different, in the Mishkan in Nov, and Givon, and in the Beis Olamim, v'chulei. So maybe that's all we learn from Bekarka. So that's the Shailah. So Toshima says Gemara, maybe we could resolve it as follows. To Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, b'shloshim mekamos halacha. Halacha okeves mikra. There are three places where halacha l'moshe misinai will uproot what seems like the pashup shat in a pasuk. First place is by kisei adam. Torah amra ba'afar v'halacha b'kald afar. Torah says you have to do kisei adam with dirt. The halacha is anything that is able to grow vegetation in it. Any soil that grew vegetation in it is good enough. The second place is by the isra of a nazir shaving his hair. The Torah amra b'tar. The Torah says he cannot shave his hair with a razor. The halacha, but the halacha Moshe Misinai tells us, b'kol davar, he could shave with anything. He's not allowed to shave with anything. The third place is by a get. HaTorah Amra, the Torah says, sefer, that you have to write a get on a cloth, specifically. But halacha, b'kol davar, you write a get on anything, even on an olive leaf or something like that, or paper or anything else, on a tablet. Vim Isa, and if it's true that ashes are kosher for being mashke sota lechashav namihai, then that should be a fourth example of halacha keres mikra, because the pasuk says dirt, and over here we're using ashes as well. So it says mar tana v'shir. That's not necessarily a raya. It could be that we didn't give an exhaustive list, that we gave some items on the list, not everything. It says mar my shir the high shir. Well, you can only say tana v'shir if you know of other items that are also left off the list. So what else do we find is halacha or keres mikra, but didn't make that list of three? So says Mar Shir Mitzora. What we left off the list is the din of a mitzora, the second tiglachas of a mitzora. The mitzora normally requires two shavings, one on the first day of his tara process, and the second one on the seventh day of his tara process. On the first day of his tara process, the Torah says v'gilachas kol sa'aro v'rachatz b'mayim, and it says v'yashav michutz la'alo shivas yamim. He says he has to shave off his entire body and to have a totally smooth body. He's completely free of hair. And on the seventh day, it says, klal prado klal, vayabi yomashvi, yigalach es kol saro, so that's a klal, es rosho, ves a kano, ves kabos enav, a prat, very detailed parts of his body, ves kol saro yigalach, a klal again. So it sounds like only places where hair gathers together, but not like hair on his arms, meaning it's clumps of hair that he has to shave. So only visible clumps of hair that he's got to shave, like armpits and the like. Ditanya, the Braisa tells us when it comes to the second shaving of mitzora, v'haya b'yom hashvi'i yigalach es kol sa'aro. klal. The pasuk tells us that he's mekalech all of us here. That's a klal. Es roshov es konov es gabosinav prat ve es kol sari galech chazur a klal. And what's the rule? Klal a prat a klal yatodan ela ke in a prat. Whenever you have a klal a prat a klal, it only comes to include those things that are similar to the examples that the pasuk gives. Ma prat mefurish makom kinoseyar. Just like each of the examples of hair that the pasuk gives are places where hair gathers, and you have clumps of hair that are gathered, v'nira, and it's also obvious, it's evident, so afkol, so to all other places that we include are makom kinoseir v'nira, that it's a place where hair is gathered together and is visible. So what are we coming to include? Ma rabbi, rabbi, seir haraglayim, where you have a lot of hair in that one place. Ma miyat, what are we excluding? Miyat beis hashechi udukule gufe, we're excluding the armpits because it's not nira. The armpits are what's called the beis hastarim. Normally they're covered unless the person is lifting up his arm. And we're also mima'it, hair on his belly, on his back, on his, you know, any other part of his body where it doesn't clump together. V'hilchisa, but halach is megaleach kidala'a. So even though from the pasuk itself it would sound like you don't shave off his body entirely, you only shave off those parts that are visible and have clumps of hair, but the halacha tells us megaleach kidala'as, that you shave him totally bald, you make him totally smooth. The Mishnah says in the 14th parakah Nagoyim, Ballo lahakif hasamitzora, mavir tar al kol besaro. You pass a razor over his entire body, v'katani seifa. And the seifa in the following Mishnah tells us, by the teglach hashniyah, b'yom hashvi megalcha teglach hashniyah, ki teglach has rishona, that the second teglachas is done, the same way the first teglachas is done, that you shave the entire body. So you want to know, what else did we leave off the list? What's our ton of a shiur? What else did we leave off the list of halacha okeres mikra? Here it is. We left off the tiglacha shniya of a mitzora, where the mikra would imply that you only shave certain portions of hair, and the halacha is that we shave them entirely. And therefore, it's also possible that we left off the list the idea that you're allowed to use ashes for the meisota. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ki kachash v'alacha okeves mikra, ha okeves midrabanan hi, ha okeves midrabanan hi. Meaning, no. When mitzora p'deglach hashniya would not be considered something that's left off the list. Rabbi Shmuel only counted those things where the halacha l'moshe Sinai changes the pasuk. The Torah says beferish, afar, ta'ar, sefer, and the halacha says, no, it doesn't have to be those things. But over here, the teglach hashniyah of a mitzora, it's not mefurish in the Torah. The chachamim are the ones that use the klal uprado klal to figure out that it probably is only talking about certain types of hair. But that's not mefurish in the pasuk. And if it's not mefurish in the pasuk that it's only talking about certain types of hair, that's not called halacha okeves mikra. So says Gemara, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa brings another rejection. Ki kachashiv halacha okeves vi okeres ha okeves umosefes hi. We only list things where the halacha is oker, that which is written in the Torah. The teglach hashniyah of mitzora, it's not being oker, that which is written in the Torah, it's just adding an extra requirement. So it's not saying that something written in the Torah is wrong. Everything the Torah says you have to shave, you do have to shave. You just also have to shave additional things as well. So that's why it's not a valid raya. A third dechia to this raya, to this suggestion that teglach hashniyah of mitzora is something that's left off the list. Rav Ashi Yamar, when it says in the Mishnah in the Goyim that the mitzora asked me Megaleach his entire body this, with the second Giluach, the same way he does with the first, that's not because there's Allah L'Moshe Misinai that uproots the Pasuk. The Mishnah disagrees with the Braisa that we mentioned before that says that from the Pasuk it sounds like the Teglach HaShniyah does not have to be on the whole body, and it only has to be in a place that's Makom Mechunas V'nira. And this Mishnah holds that we learn from the Pasuk itself that the second Teglach has to be over his entire body. Hamas Nisa Mani, Rabbi Shmolhi, the Darish Klali or Prati. Maybe the Braisa that assumes that a mitzvah b'teglach hashniyah is only megaleach certain parts of his body, that follows Rabbi Shmuel, who generally learns things with Klali Prat. So kedala asmani, but the Mishnah in Negayim that says that you have to shave him entirely clean. So who's that going like? Rabbi Akiva, Didarish Ribu Imiuti. That's going like Rabbi Akiva, who uses a different methodology of drash. He uses Ribu Imiut. Ditanya, Vahaya Biyamashvi Galeches Kol Sa'aro, Riba, that's a Ribuy. Es Roshov, Es Kanov, Es Kabel Zainov. Miet, that's a Miut. Those are specific. Ves Kol Sa'aro Yigaleach, Chazav Riba. Ribu Miet Vriba, the halach is Riba Hakol. We come to be Marba every thing. My Riba, Riba Tekuli Gufe. So therefore, what does he have to shave? From the pasuk itself, that Allah HaMishra Mishina. What does he have to shave? Everything. Umay Miyet? Miyet Seir Shabbatel Chachotim. The only thing we exclude is hair inside of his nose. But the entire surface of his body needs to be shaved, and that's without Allah HaMishra Mishina. That's from the pasuk itself. So says Mar, okay. So in the end of the day, we initially asked the question. The question we started with was, can you use ashes instead of dirt for the Mesota? Okay, so we tried to bring a raya. Well, this didn't make the list of the three times Okeres, that halacha is Okeres Mikra, and that got us sidetracked to a whole discussion of, well, is there a mitzora shaving the entire body, b'tiklach hashnia, also an example of halacha Okeres Mikra? But let's get back to our original shayla. My haviala, what's the halacha? Can you use ashes instead of dirt for the Mesota? Ta shema. Ta amar Rav Huna Barashi, amar Rav, Ein Sham Afar Mevi Rakvuvis Yarak. If you don't have dirt for the Mesota, you can bring the rotted part of a vegetable that's like dirt and put that in the Karka Mikdash, Umakadesh, and that will be Makadesh, and you can use it for Mesota. So we see that you don't have to use dirt. So Lechora, if you don't have to use dirt, you can use Rakuvis Yarak. Lechora, you could use ashes as well. Says Mar Velohi, that is not a Raya. Rakuvis Yarak Hu Davayafar, Efer Lo Avayafar. Rakuvis Yarak is considered halachically dirt. Ashes are not considered halachically to be dirt. So let's, I guess, try to summarize what we did over here. The main point number one is we had a shaila. According to Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to use ashes for kisui adam, because sometimes afar means even ashes. Are you allowed to use ashes for the mei sota? So the Gemara tried two rayas. Neither raya was successful. Neither raya was successful. The Gemara tried to bring two rayas. The first raya that the Gemara tried to bring was, well, we have a list of where halacha is okeres mikra, and this isn't on the list, so it must be that we have to take afar seriously, that it's got to only be dirt. So we said, nah, not necessarily, because it could be a ton of a shear. It could be that we left this one off of the list. And then we tried another raya, that apparently if you don't have dirt, you're allowed to use rakvuvis Yarak. We said, but that's not a raya. Just because you accuse Rakruv as Yarak doesn't mean that you're allowed to use ashes as well. Okay, we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we will pick up on Tezayin and Beis at Kedesh Yira'e al Hamayim.